Running a business comes with pressure. Remote workforces, HR compliance, retaining top talent. You start to feel boxed in. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR service and technology to work, offering my employees competitive benefit options while lightening my HR load. Instead of obstacles, I'm surrounded by people empowered to be their best. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
There's no denying that when summer hits, there's something special in the Texas air. Maybe it's the temperatures rising, the boat engines revving, or the coolers filling with mountain cold Coors Light. Honestly, there's no better way to beat the heat than with an ice cold beer. So whether you're fishing, floating, or finding your favorite shady spot, do it with the beer that's made to chill. Coors Light, keeping Texas chill. To learn more, visit KeepingTXChill.com. 2023 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
I'm not sure if this is a sign as to how devoid of morality our political enemies are, or if it's a sign of how successful GovEd has been at dumbing these people down. But I actually had one of these left-wingers approach me on, I can't remember, was it social media or was it an email? I can't remember which. But they were up in my face saying, what is your problem with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden making money off foreign governments? I thought you Republicans, this guy's silly enough to think I'm a Republican. I thought you Republicans believed in making money. It's like, I'm thinking to myself, nobody could be this jaw-droppingly stupid, but they are. Again, I'm the jury's out as to whether or not it's GovEd's fault or whether this person honestly, truly, just because of their left-wing ideology, is that mind-numbingly stupid. But I guess I have to explain why this is such an issue. Why so many conservatives, maybe not so many Republicans, because Mitch McConnell's out there, he calls himself a Republican. Mitch McConnell's out there saying, well, I don't care what Joe Biden's done. No impeachment. It's like, seriously, dude? Because this is the problem. And Nancy Mace, she is not the sharpest conservative in the shed. She's a Republican, but even she recognizes exactly what's going on here and why this is such a huge problem. Here is Nancy talking with, I believe it was CNN.
We're not allowed to share the suspicious activity reports, but I've seen suspicious activity reports that make me believe the amount of money that the Biden's family was paid off is north of $50 million. And it's not just Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, James Biden, his brother. There are grandchildren that receive money from communist China, for example. I mean, we've seen it, but we also, since we're not allowed to show those reports because they're confidential, we then now have to connect the dots and show bank records. We have to have testimony from eyewitnesses. So it's an amount, I believe the evidence will come forward, but it doesn't happen overnight. And I don't.
Yeah, by the way, that was Fox Business. $50 million. $50 million. Now, some of you might be asking, not you Democrats out there, because Democrats are like, hey, nine-year-olds, teenage Bidens, they deserve to make millions and millions of dollars from communist China. It's capitalism, right? Well, no, because, see, this is where the conservatives, the common sense conservatives come in, and maybe even some of you independents out there. They're like, well, wait a minute. Don't you have to do something to earn that money? And maybe with the first sign of a cogent thought, and by the way, that's how I responded to this person who reached out to me. I said, what did they do to earn that money? And no response, of course. But maybe with the first sign of a cogent thought, these people are like, oh, that's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem. It's because the commodity, as we found out from Devin Archer, the brand was Beijing Biden and his access to America's government. And by the way, our tax dollars. So here they are selling out American foreign policy for foreign cash. And that foreign policy wasn't necessarily in our best interest. So the policy of the United States being sold for the benefit exclusively of the crackhead son of Joe Biden, the delinquent brother of Joe Biden, and Joe Biden's family members and Joe Biden, that being sold does you and me no good. The only problem is that's why our politicians are supposed to be there. They're supposed to be there to do good for we the people. It's why we elect them. That's the American system. So no, you're not supposed to sell your office to a foreign adversary or a foreign ally, really. It doesn't matter. Anybody that's foreign, you're not supposed to be selling your office because it's what we call a conflict of interest. And it's not a legitimate use of quote-unquote talent. There's no talent involved. Now, some of you Democrats might be saying, well, these Democrats lie and they con themselves into positions of power and authority, so that's a gift. Okay, so that's a gift, so that means that they get to make millions of dollars from foreign enemies selling you and me out? That's what that means? I'm sorry, folks. This, the malfeasance, the level of depravity that is on display, and I'm not going to allege that only Democrats do this. I think they're the lion's share, but not only Democrats do this. But the reason why we're seeing President Trump under attack right now is to stop me from having conversations with wayward Democrats like that, the person who reached out to me, and actually making them think about what is actually really transpiring here. More on this coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call them American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
How can switching to Patriot Mobile help you? First, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're not going to be funding a left-wing company. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. They donate to the causes you and I support. How else can it help you? Well, it will keep voices like mine independent. You switch over to Patriot Mobile. They have industry-leading reliability because they're not just one network. They have all three major networks. And every single time you switch to Patriot Mobile, using my promo code, STORM, you support me, and you keep my voice independent. So just in case somebody in the woke crowd tries to come around and cancel me, they can't, because you have the power. So go to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, and switch today. Can also dial 972-PATRIOT. Check out all their discounts. Stop funding your political opposition. Help keep me independent. Spend your hard-earned money on folks who have your values, not the woke crowd. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/storm.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
You know what else I hear from Democrats and leftists is, gee, what crime has Joe Biden committed? Tell us what crime he's committed. Well, bribery is articulated in the Constitution as being an impeachable offense, a high crime or misdemeanor, if you will. Folks, I want to bring on KT McFarland, former Deputy National Security Advisor under President Trump. She's the author of the book, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. Lady, it's great to have you back.
It's great to be with you. And thank you so much for what you're doing to talk about these issues that other media outlets just want to push under the rug. And I just think it's so important to keep talking about it because it is bribery. And the only missing element now is to tie the bribe to the policy change. And I think that will be abundant as they get further into this investigation. You can start getting your calendar out and you can see when was the money paid, when was the policy towards China changed, when was the money paid, when did we start getting more involved in the Ukraine war. So I do think that there will be real evidence, bank records, policy statements that you can tie the two together.
Yeah, and what about the evidence that we have on tape? As you know, the Republicans have uncovered an alleged transfer of $5 million apiece to Joe Biden and his crackhead son from an oligarch who says he has 17 of these recordings, by the way, two of them from VP Biden, then VP Biden, and his son Hunter Biden, putting together this deal. And KT, here is the payoff. Listen.
They were walking out to the press conference and I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Yeah. So Trump was impeached, by the way, for allegedly doing, which he didn't do, withholding, threatening to withhold money from Ukraine, which Joe Biden just admitted he did.
I was at that meeting when Joe Biden made those statements. It was a Council on Foreign Relations meeting, and I was in the audience and heard him say that, and I thought, whoa, what have you just admitted to? That you're interfering in the domestic affairs of Ukraine? That now he presented it as if he got the bad guy fired. He got the bad guy fired, the crook fired, the corrupt guy fired. In fact, it was just the opposite. But with Joe Biden just blithely saying, we told them which guys to hire, which guys to fire, and then all the senior sort of poobahs of the foreign policy establishment, Republican, Democrat, in the audience kind of twittering and laughing and, oh, this is so great. Really? To me, alarm bells went off at the time.
Yeah, I can imagine, because you have something that Joe Biden is not encumbered with, which most Democrats are not encumbered with, ethics. And that brings me, KT, to this all of government approach to protect one of the biggest degenerates among us, the Biden family and Joe Biden. What do you make of this, that you've got FBI, DOJ, IRS, everybody turning themselves into pretzels, breaking the law, violating the law, ignoring the law to protect this family and the knowledge that these people have on this family?
Well, what's happened is that the United States, through Congress largely, but also the chief executive officer, they've turned over a lot of our governance functions to these alphabet agencies, you know, mm-hmm. IRS, CIA, FBI. And when we had, 20, 30 years ago, these agencies would never have dared to do it, never have dared to basically be in your face. We're going to prosecute this guy. We're going to cover up for that guy. But now it's in your face. And they're not getting a whisper of criticism from most of the media. The media is going along with it. And
mm-hmm.
To me, it's how they look at themselves in the face when they're overlooking what's clearly bribes, what is clearly corrupt activity, and they're not even investigating it. You know, you can put aside what they think about President Trump or not, but as Ted Cruz said, these are enumerated. The Constitution says bribery. That's one of the reasons you impeach a president. Bribery, that's pretty obvious. Treason, that's pretty obvious. And yet the media won't touch it. They look the other way, and they say, well, what about Trump? And then the agencies, which I think got really after the war on terror began, but they're in the 2016 election when we're now, if we look back, it was the FBI and the Department of Justice who got in and influenced that election by saying, oh, Donald Trump's a Russian agent. And then in 2000, and they got no consequence for it. No government official was ever hauled before Congress or before the courts. They got away with it. And so then when President Trump was elected, they tried to interfere with his election by continuing the Russia investigation and, you know, Trump's a Russian agent, Russia, Russia, Russia. And then in 2020, the CIA got in the act. And that's when the 51 former intelligence officials, almost all of whom I know, they came out and said, oh, the Hunter Biden laptop, which just became public, that's not really, that's all Russian disinformation. So what they were doing was, again, interfering using a U.S. disinformation campaign to the American people. And so, and again, no consequence for these guys, no consequence for any of them. So I think they just keep doing it.
Right.
And at a certain point, and here's the kicker, is that now because of the congressional investigations, there is documentary evidence. There are text messages, emails, WhatsApp. They've got the goods. There are a lot of whistleblowers. So I think that the agencies, those alphabet agencies, they're going to have to work overtime in 2024 because they're terrified that it's not just they're going to protect Biden anymore. They've got to protect themselves
right.
for their own misdealings.
See, I think you're onto something right there. And I think that's why it's the all of government approach to protect Biden is not only to protect Biden, but to protect themselves. And
that
goes right into my next question, because as you know, the leader of the Republicans in the Senate has said that he does not favor impeachment of his good friend, Joe Biden. Mitch McConnell, who's a Republican who has a lot of questionable dealings with the same country that Joe Biden has a lot of questionable dealings with, communist China. What does your gut tell you about the level of complicity of Republicans who may have been tempted to put their hands in that Democrat cookie jar of selling influence or being deferential to foreign enemies and adversaries?
Well, it's pretty well known that China's all over this, right? China's maybe not directly contributed to campaigns, but indirectly. I mean, the Chinese government paid for the Penn Biden Center, where all the Obama senior officials went to park during the Trump administration, and then now are in senior positions in the Biden administration. So their salaries were paid by China. I think that the senior leadership in Washington, Republican, Democrat, it's really two parties in the United States. It's the incumbent party, Republican and Democrat incumbents, and then the rest of the country. And they're representing themselves. They're not representing the rest of the country, which is why you continue to see these backlashes against Washington.
The name of the book is Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT McFarland is the author. President Trump said on Eric Bolling's program last week that he believes that we have a Manchurian candidate in Joe Biden. The polling out there from the American people shows that they believe that this current occupant of the Oval Office is compromised. So I think our people get it. I think President Trump gets it. Is that the game now, to stop the confirmation of said individual being revealed as being compromised? Is that what we're experiencing right now?
Yeah, and you're seeing a lot of pushback, even by some Republicans who are saying, well, we don't really want to look too closely. No, we do. We need to find out what went on. Now, it's putting the cart before the horse to say we're going to impeach him, we're going to indict him. Who knows? But let's just find out what happened, because if we do have senior officials of the United States government who were taking, in effect, bribes to alter policy towards other countries that, in fact, endanger American national security, that's about as bad as it gets.
It is.
And we've got to find out. We've got to find out, because otherwise they keep doing it.
Congressman Greg Stubbe has just filed, as of last Friday, I believe, the articles of impeachment for Joe Biden. Yeah. So maybe there's already a predicate being laid for that because of the announcement of this special counsel, which they're trying to protect Biden on one side, and now they're going for broke on the other side, trying to expose him. I wanted to talk to you about the BRICS nations, because this worries me on many, many fronts. As you know, economic liaisons tend to blossom into military liaisons and can be a threat to those who are not part of this alliance. And the BRICS alliance is an economic alliance designed to take down the American dollar as the reserve currency of the world. And we saw something of that military cooperation when Russian and Chinese ships teamed up to challenge the Aleutian Islands just outside of Alaska's territorial waters, and were met by four U.S. destroyers. How concerned are you that the other side sees America as weak and they're pushing the advantage?
Oh, I think that's what they're counting on, is that these countries, whether it's Iran, North Korea, Russia, China, you might add a few other countries in with that as lesser junior partners, but they want to take down the international system that's kept the peace since the end of World War II. And they want to replace, as you say, they want to replace the U.S. dollar as the prime currency, but they want to replace the whole system. And so some people say, well, what does that matter to us? Well, it matters a lot to us, because all of a sudden the things that we take for granted, freedom of navigation of the seas. I mean, how do countries trade? They put stuff on boats and they send the boats around the world. If we don't have freedom of the seas and free navigation and free commerce, then how does our trade work? What if you have China controlling the western part of the Pacific? What if you have Iran controlling the Strait of Hormuz? That means that the goods that normally travel from one country to another in a global economy are given preference. So maybe you know, maybe they say, well, American ships, you know, we're not going to let you through. Mm. Or we're going to let you through just to get to the back of the queue. It'll have a real economic impact on the way we conduct our lives, not to mention the national security implications.
Yeah. And speaking of which, Taiwan and Ukraine. Now, you and I both know and understand the semiconductor, the microchip element of what's behind Ukraine and Taiwan. Now, I have begun to question, and as a matter of fact, somebody you and I know very well hasn't been on the show since, but I had a conversation scheduled with Michael McCaul when the CHIPS Act was being debated, because, and this was going to be my question, and I might as well put it to you, because I know that you're honest enough to answer. Look, whose bright idea was it to put such a vital production of such a vital resource, these microchips, these semiconductors, in countries that border enemies, you know, Russia and China? Whose bright idea was that? The CHIPS Act was to make up for this stupidity, in my mind, of putting our vital infrastructure over there and charge the American people billions of more dollars. Michael McCaul didn't want to talk to me about that, so they canceled the interview because they didn't want to have any detriment and didn't want to explain themselves on the CHIPS Act. But this move to keep our production overseas was quite silly and quite stupid, and maybe it may spell the doom for both these countries, Ukraine and Taiwan. Break down how you see this geopolitically.
All right. So the reason this stuff was shipped over, I mean, manufactured overseas, whether it's tennis shoes or cars or pharmaceuticals or, you know, high-level electronics, this is because it's cheaper. The labor is cheaper in China. The labor is cheaper overseas. And we as a country, because we promoted a global economy, we have for the last 30 years, we thought, well, that's okay. It's free trade. It's going to be made cheaper there. It's going to bring cheaper products to the people of the United States. And that's a nice idea as long as everybody plays by the rules, but they're not playing by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we now have seen is, for example, in 2020, early days of 2020, as COVID started sweeping the world, the Chinese, President Trump called it the Wuhan virus. He had a whole lot of names, but most of them, I won't go into all those names. But the Chinese basically said to the White House, look, you better stop denigrating China. You better not call this the Wu flu or the China virus, because we make all of your pharmaceuticals, and we could just cut off acetaminophen and antibiotics. We're not going to let you have any amoxicillin next year. Now, in the geostrategic, geoeconomics, they said, well, China would never do that. Why would they do that? It would be so bad to their economy. They need a market. Yeah, but they want the political power more than they care about the economic power for their own people. So that kind of a threat, they can do with a lot of things, not just pharmaceuticals. They can do it with, you know, things that support the electric grid. They can do it with any of our high electronics. And we are very vulnerable to that. And that's why I think it's important to have economic consequences to countries that still want to do business with China and have our critical infrastructure made in China. It needs to be made in the United States or made by a friendly nation. And it may cost a little more, but in the long run, it's safer. How much are you going to pay for amoxicillin if you can't get it?
Right. Exactly. The last question I have for you is, the greatest threat to national security as you see it that nobody's talking about?
It's us. It's the domestic threat. And if we get our act together, we can do anything. It's the domestic threat. It's the Democrats who want to crucify Republicans. It's the people in Washington who don't care about the American people. It's the media that makes money off the backs of division. We get that together, if we start acting as a nation again, now look, it's fine to have political differences, but not assassinations, not political assassinations, which is what's happened in the last 8 years. You get away from that and you start trying to find a way to work together and move forward, we can solve all this stuff. But we'll never solve it if we're at each other's throats.
Former Deputy National Security Advisor KT McFarland, the name of the book is Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. It is always great to catch up. Come back soon.
Honor and a pleasure. Thank you.
That's going to do it for this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, folks. Visit a couple of websites for me. TexasScorecard.com. Big news in Texas, including that big documentary that just dropped called The Texas Heist. You have got to watch that. When you want to know the answer to the question, wait a minute, in the Republican-dominated House, which political party really does run that House? Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. You can find all of our social media hookups there and also track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, and on Newsmax TV every afternoon, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock until 5 p.m. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth, we don't measure it by how much power is stolen by government. We measure that worth by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. You stay safe out there, my friends.
There's no denying that when summer hits, there's something special in the Texas air. Maybe it's the temperatures rising, the boat engines revving, or the coolers filling with mountain cold Coors Light. Honestly, there's no better way to beat the heat than with an ice cold beer. So whether you're fishing, floating, or finding your favorite shady spot, do it with the beer that's made to chill. Coors Light, keeping Texas chill. To learn more, visit keepingtxchill.com. 2023 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Owning a business comes with pressure. There's a limit to what I can do and still keep employees engaged. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help me with hiring, training, HR administration, and compliance, while giving my employees competitive benefit options. And because I'm able to focus on other priorities, my employees can thrive and my business can grow. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.